preparations, I wouldn't say have been ideal, Oisin. We didn't expect this length of time in regards to breaking games. But it's the way the season has been set out by Ulster, so we're just going to have to basically deal with it. Unfortunately, Hollywood couldn't field in the quarterfinal stages, so it's been a really elongated break. We've kept training alive, obviously, but lack of contact and probably, I suppose, to a degree, a lack of numbers at times. If there's no games, you can talk to your blue in the face, we lads, but they disappear to a degree. So this weekend is a bit of a point of contact for us. We're going to make mistakes, but we're hoping we can deliver a performance that'll hopefully lead us into a final again, is the aim.
And obviously, you know Cavan pretty well. You beat them twice this year already, Paul.
Beat them twice this year, but both games were really competitive. They're one of the better sides within the league. They're really physical. They're abrasive. They have a very good back row, decent 9 and 10, and they'll make it difficult. Like the reality of it is, yes, we're the favourites, but it's their cup final. They're going to empty the tank. It's probably their last game of the season if they don't want it. So we know they're going to come and really put it up to us. We've already spoke with the boys this week. We're delighted that we have, for all intents and purposes, a full deck of cards to work with. But we're not going to underestimate the challenge that Cavan will present. As I say, with 10 minutes to go when we were down in Cavan, there was a couple of points in the game, and probably to a degree, luckily, we pulled away. So we're more than aware of what Cavan can bring and what Cavan can do to upset our rhythm and how we play the game. So it's a nice challenge for us, to be honest.
Compare the squad to when you lifted the Gordon West Cup last year, something that the club was trying to do for a very long time and couldn't manage it, so they couldn't. But you crossed that bridge last year by winning the actual Gordon West at Ravenhill in Belfast. Has your squad changed much from then to now, Paul?
I think the squad profile has changed a fair bit, to be honest. Age-wise, it's much younger. We've brought in some talent from the local area. We've brought in also a bit of experience and Adam Bratton, who's now a player coach with us as well, who would have captained Rainey. He's actually just been selected for the junior Ulster squad, so I'm pretty sure it's been quite a while since Letterkenny had a representative on the junior Ulster squad. So in tandem with the talent that we had the year before, we did lose a few games, but there's been a healthy bit of recruitment. The Ralph Mayliffs and the Callum O'Hagans, who have come in from City of Derry, in tandem with the local talent. There's a nice dynamic. I've always been perfectly honest, I would probably say we're a more talented group than the year before, and probably a more polished group. So we've missed hugely Keenan Barrett this year, who went away to the army, but Jack Spear has stepped into that void and has created an opportunity for other people. But we'll have a really strong squad out on Saturday if we can stay fit and healthy until the end of the year. Hopefully good things can happen. We said to the guys at the start of the year, we wanted to be in and alive at the end of the season, and with a couple of weeks of the season to go, realistically, we've an opportunity to win another cup and also promotion.
These games are going to come thick and fast if you do one on Saturday. Easter Tuesday is the final pencil then for, is that right, Paul?
Easter Tuesday is the final. It's been a strange dynamic. It went from being pretty full on and weekend and relentless through the league period to a real down period. And now it's going to be all guns blazing again. So we go from a semi-final this weekend to a potential final on the 11th, and then we go on to a promotion playoff on the 22nd of April. So the big games are going to come thick and fast, and hopefully this Saturday is the start of it. As I've said to the boys, these opportunities don't come around that many times in your lifetime, and they need to grab every opportunity they can to represent the club and their families at Ravenhill. Is a fantastic experience. So we have another opportunity this Saturday. Let's hope we can take that.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Paul, many thanks for joining us, and we wish you and the team the very best this weekend in that Gordon West semi-final.
Thanks very much, Oisin.